Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
Welcome to Beyond the Book. This is Chris Keneally, your host for this ongoing podcast series, and we have been giving people a glimpse into the world of Publishing University, which is an ongoing conference series brought to everyone by the Independent Book Publishers Association. But it's occasion for getting together. It happens every year right before Book Expo America. And we've got three people who are really critical to putting together a program that will attract publishers from across the country with us now to talk about what to expect from Publishing University 2009. So I want to welcome onto the line here from Indianapolis, Florey Binford Kitchler. Welcome, Florey.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be with you.
Florey is the founder of Patria Press, which was begun in 2000, the year 2000, to restore to print a classic children's book series, and it has since gone on to win numerous awards for excellence, and Florey is president of IBPA and also represents IBPA on the board of the Book Industry Study Group. Joining us from Manhattan Beach is Terry Nathan. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
Terry is the executive director for IBPA, and he began his career in the world of book publishing at the old ABA show in Anaheim, California in 1992, and since that time has grown the association that was formerly called PMA and rechristened the Independent Book Publishers Association just this spring to a current level of over 4,000 members, independent book publishers from around the country. And finally, also on the line from Norwood, New Jersey, Robin Bartlett. Welcome, Robin.
Hello there. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Robin is the educational chair for Publishing University and has helped to organize the various programs and seminars that will be featured. He's also a senior account executive in the corporate relations department of the American Heart Association, and he has spent his career in sales and marketing for various types of businesses, everywhere from college and professional to trade, medical, and nonprofit markets. So he certainly understands the marketing world very well. And without further ado, then, I guess we need to ask the big question, and that's for you, Terry. Just what is Publishing University? After all, we've been assuming people might be able to guess. It's about publishing and it's educational, but give us the background, if you would.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, it is indeed. It's our flagstone event each year. It's a large group of publishers sharing with other publishers knowledge about the industry. And I think you said IBPA started actually back in 1983 as PMA. And in 1984, we had our first publishing university here in the Southern California area. It was just a local group of publishers. And it really got a lot of interest locally. And the following year, our founding fathers decided to put the show on the road and follow the national show ABA around, which is now called Book Expo America. And we've been following that show ever since. The university went from a one-day session of maybe about 5 or 10 speakers to its current form of 75 sessions with close to 200 speakers coming in from all over the country.
Wow. Well, you say, if I can, just to clarify, Felix, you talk about following BEA, but by that you mean that you follow them around the country, but you actually, in terms of scheduling, precede it.
That's correct. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that.
Just so people do understand. So, for example, BEA was in Los Angeles this year, and your program was held in the couple of days prior to, I think, the Tuesday and Wednesday, and then BEA starts up on Thursday. And likewise, that'll happen again this year when BEA travels to New York at the Javits Center.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll be in New York at the Roosevelt Hotel, and it's Tuesday afternoon will be our kickoff. It'll be full-day sessions Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday Book Expo will start.
Right.
And that's May 26th through 28th.
Fine. And we'll have all that information online for anybody listening, so they can just go and click on it and get to it straight from our site, beyondthebook.com. And I guess, Terry, before we go on to, you know, what particular programs are of interest to various people, and I want to talk to Flory about why someone starting out would be interested in Publishing University, we should also make the point that Publishing University is not only the conference any longer, that it's grown not only in size but in scope.
It has. We're offering such a wide variety. Originally, our sessions were really directed at marketing, and marketing was the centerpiece of our association for a number of years. That was the M in PMA, Publishers Marketing Association. And the event has really taken a different shape to offer just every aspect of publishing. And this year, we're really focusing on the digital world and how the internet is playing a role not only in the delivery of books but also in how publishers reach their audiences and using all the latest technology to get to that audience.
Well, absolutely critical, of course. I mean, at one point there, people thought that print and digital was kind of either or. It's now both and, or something like that. There's no way around it. Dealing with digital is absolutely critical. And Flory, you know, because you can speak from experience as a small publisher, why would somebody think that or expect value from attending Publishing University? And I wonder, did you attend Publishing University fairly early on yourself, and you got any interesting stories to tell about what you got out of it?
Well, yes, exactly. I certainly did about 10 years ago. I did attend my first Publishing University, and I hadn't even started my company yet. So I wasn't just a beginning publisher. I was just sort of a gleam in the eye publisher.
Uh-huh.
And thank goodness I did go that year, because it was amazing. In just a little over 2 days, I learned how to construct a business plan. I learned how to find and target a market, basics of cover design and editing, reviews, publicity, how to choose a printer, and so much more. I can't emphasize enough how thankful I was to have had that opportunity, because the small investment to attend the university was so much less than the mistakes I would have made that would have been very costly if I'd not taken advantage of that education.
Well, that's interesting, because you hadn't even published a word yet, and yet you were attending Publishing University. And in fact, that seems like an interesting way to approach this. If somebody did have the crazy idea in their head that they were going to become a publisher, apart from, you know, making sure that they check that out with their spouse or loved ones to see if they should be allowed to do so, you know, they might want to consider attending Publishing University just to learn enough to make that decision in a thoughtful way. And it seems like that's how you handled it.
That's absolutely right. And I would certainly be remiss if I didn't mention that aside from the great educational opportunities, there is nothing like the education and the networking that goes on outside the classroom. There's nothing like the been there, done that, let me tell you what not to do that
right.
You get from your fellow publishers at the university. And there, we try to create many opportunities so that you really can learn from your fellow publishers.
And
that was probably the most valuable part of the entire session for me back 10 years ago, is I was able to ask questions of people who have been there and done that, so I wouldn't be making the same mistakes.
But yet you kept coming back, too. So I suppose there's value there even for somebody who's had some experience in publishing.
That's absolutely true, because although I attended my first university in 1998, I've also attended every one since then as well. And what's been so wonderful about the university is certainly in my own situation, as I've grown in experience, the university has grown right along with me. We now have an entire curriculum, especially for the more advanced publisher. A little more in-depth classes that go into various aspects of the industry that maybe the beginners wouldn't necessarily be ready to cover yet. And again, the best part about that, we call it the advanced track. And the best part about it is that the classmates are publishers at the same level of experience. So again, you have that wonderful networking opportunity.
Right. Now, with so much to choose from, Robin, how do I get the information so I know what to attend and how to plan for a publishing university so I get the maximum return from this?
Yeah, that's a really issue that we have struggled with over the years. And a couple of years ago, our IBPA board really addressed that issue. And I take a lot of direction for the planning of the program from them. And one of the things we've started to do now is to publish recommended class lists of what classes should an individual take based upon their level of expertise. So as a part of our program materials, we will publish a class list of recommended classes to help the brand new publisher or the intermediate publisher and the advanced publisher. So it makes it a little bit easier, helps them identify the classes that they should consider. And once, of course, you've been to a few publishing universities, you tend to focus on some of the new classes, and we always try to try and have about 30% new classes every year.
Right, and so before we talk about some of the new classes, there may be some that are perennials, if you will, and are must attends. Maybe call out a couple of those.
And I will. I'm happy to do that. And these are classes that are really appropriate regardless of the level. One of the issues that all publishers struggle with, and they may struggle with it several times during the course of their publishing careers, is choosing a distributor and working with a distributor. So there are some 12 to 15 major book distributors out there. And one of the things we've tried to do to help our members identify the various different choices and to kind of characterize them is create a class called Speed Dating Your Distributor. And the audience divides itself among these 12 or so different major distributors, and they have about a 15-minute presentation. We blow a whistle, and then they rotate on to another distributor so that they can ask questions. And it's a challenge for the distributor, of course, because they have to make their presentation quite a few times, but it's a great way to do a quick comparison among the distributors and see which ones might be most appropriate for that publisher's list. That's a must attend. Last year, Terry and I came up with a great idea for experts attending publishing university, whether they're consultants or just other publishers who are willing to share their information. And so we have an early bird on Wednesday and Thursday mornings called Meet the Experts. And we have signage around the ballroom at various different tables, and individuals can go around and talk to someone about distributors, marketing, PR, advertising, promotion, distribution, finance. Whatever the subject area is, we last year had about 20 different experts in different categories for people to come up and get their questions answered on a free basis. And if they wanted to have additional discussion, then that would be at their own decision. And yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, since, again, there is so much to offer, I can just provide my own little testimony, because I was attending last year. A colleague and I from Copyright Clearance Center were there, and we happened to hear what I think was one of the luncheon speeches from the folks at the U.S. Department of Commerce, who have established a kind of global publishing team to help publishers who are going out to markets outside the United States. Keith Yatsuhashi and others were there for that. I found it to be a very informative little program. And do you remember that one, Robin?
I do.
Indeed. And found it to be very informative and introduced myself to Keith and the others right after that. And we've actually had a chance to work with them. So, you know, this is the sort of thing that you hope to happen. And I think that attendees can kind of make happen because there's just so much talent in the room that it's almost inevitable they'll find somebody who can be helpful to them in their business. So you mentioned that 30% of the programs are going to be new this year. Tell us about a couple that are.
Well, we work really hard to bring in new talent and to stay as current as possible with new trends in the publishing world. We focused this year in particular on web tools and web 2.0. We've always had those classes, but it does appear that this is an area where so many of our publishers are finding the great benefits, economic benefits, and also turning those benefits into book sales. And so we've focused and concentrated to a greater extent in 2009 on Web 2.0, talking about some of the new subject areas that are hot in publishing, such as book trailers and using video to boost your book sales. Downloadable books and e-books is another class that is brand new for this year. We're also focusing on teleseminars. I think one of the other podcasts you're doing is with Kathleen Gage, and that's her area of expertise. But a teleseminar ties beautifully into the promotional vehicles for books, and one promotes the other and vice versa. So that's a great new class that we're working on. We also have Web 2.0 both at the basic level and at the advanced level, so that people that are doing social media right now can get an advanced dose, and those that are still getting started can get introductory classes.
Well, that sounds great.
We have one thing I'd like to add is...
We have here Terry Nason.
Yeah, this is Terry again. I just wanted to add that not only do we have all of this latest technology being presented, but we still present a full variety of the nuts and bolts of publishing, the basics of book marketing, why you need a good cover design, and all the basics are also presented. So it's really a full offering that we're bringing out there.
Right, and as much as everyone loves talking about the latest technology and Web 2.0 and XML and everything else, it really does still come down to the book, and the book's going to be around for some time to come. It's a form factor that really works. On the line here for this edition of Beyond the Book, we have several people who will be leading up Publishing University, brought to you all by the Independent Book Publishers Association. We've got Flory Kitchler, who's the IBPA president, Terry Nason, the association's executive director, and Robin Bartlett, who is educational chair for Publishing University. Terry, I'm going to put you on the spot here and ask you the tough questions about how much all this costs and how many classes you get for that, and just give us a ballpark on that so people know.
Sure, I'll be happy to. And you really do need to consider the cost as really an investment in your business of publishing. And I think when you think of it that way, it's not all that much in doing what Flory said in getting there in time before you make the expensive mistakes. So I'll just sort of preface it with saying that. But the conferences is 2.5 full days. The first afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, we'll have two or three sessions. I think there are five or six to choose from, sessions taking place at the same time. And Tuesday's seminars will be free. The full conference, the 2.5-day conference, which will include lunches and afternoon social receptions in our exhibit hall, and same in the morning, we have these receptions. The total cost will still be about $595 this year. And that'll give you a total of 8 seminars. These seminars are all 1.5 to 2 hours long. Keynote presentations. There's one at each lunch on Wednesday and Thursday, as well as a Tuesday afternoon. So it really is quite a good value when you think about it.
Right, and if indeed it can stop you from making some more costly mistakes, that $600 or so doesn't sound like all that much. But still, Flory, you can. I thought easy for me to say, but you're a small publisher, tell us about what kinds of things can people learn that will help them control their costs. Is there a particular program that's looking at that this year, or anything like that?
Well, there's always, again, especially in the budget area and the finances. You know, that's one arena that's not nearly as cool and sexy as like a cover design or a great editorial, but honestly, the budget is the most important part of your work as a publisher, and we have a full finance track that will get you started and set you on the right path for doing that, because quite honestly, a great cover design and a wonderful book is great, but if you can't pay for it, then you're out of business already. So we definitely emphasize at the university, as Terry said, you know, you need to get those basics in order. And particularly when times are tough, you know, that's when you really need to be looking at those dollars, and that's what our finance track will help you do.
And Flory, this is Robin. I also want to point out another class in the marketing track called Growing in Hard Economic Times, which we have just recently added to our curriculum.
Well, that's great. We talk about hard times, but, you know, it's never easy to be in publishing, I don't think. In flush times, they're not so flush, and so having this kind of opportunity to, get updated on your best practices and to make sure that you're doing things in ways that are going to optimize your performance. It's a worthwhile thing to be doing regardless of where the stock market happens to be one day or the next. Terry, so publishing education and IBPA go hand in glove. What future directions are you expecting the Publishing University program to be going in beyond the conference itself?
Well, we began offering online seminars a couple of years ago, and they've been very popular. It is the wave of the future to be educated in the comfort of your own home or sitting at your desk. Just like we're doing now, exactly right. This really is the future of publishing. But just as the future of book has a lot of different options in the horizon, e-books, Kindle, all these things, the future of publishing will have these different options, but I don't think there will ever be a real replacement for that face-to-face networking opportunity, the meeting of the people, the shakings of hands, the lifetime relationships you'll make at events like the Publishing University, where you're sitting in a chair with your notes spread out in front of you, and you know you've got other publishers on each side of you in the same spot. You'll create a network that will really help bolster your publishing business forever. So while there will be other offerings out there, the in-person educational offerings are still going to be a mainstay. There's no question.
Well, again, I can just tell the audience that, you know, my experience attending Publishing University last year bears that up. I've met a lot of people who I'm still in correspondence with and who I've learned from or been able to work with, and that was just me on the edge of things. I really wasn't even in the heart of it. But to all of you, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate the chance to chat with you about it. Flory Kichler from Patria Press in Indianapolis, thank you. You're the IBPA president. Appreciate your time.
It was my pleasure, Chris, and I hope we'll see all you publishers out there at Publishing University in New York.
Terry Nathan from Manhattan Beach, California, is the executive director of IBPA. And Terry, just tell us the website address for IBPA and Publishing U.
It is IBPA-online.org. And thank you, Chris. It's been a real pleasure being a part of this today.
Likewise. And finally, Robin Bartlett, I want to say thank you because you helped me put together this special series of podcasts, and really couldn't have done it without you. Robin is the educational chair for IBPA's Publishing University, and he comes to us from Norwood, New Jersey, where he's a senior account executive with the American Heart Association. Robin, thanks again for all your work.
Thank you, Chris.
And for everyone who's planning or thinking about attending Publishing University, do check out the website. We'll have links to the various programs and all the other podcasts in this series at beyondthebook.com. Really appreciate everybody's involvement again, and we look forward to seeing people in New York this May. Chris Keneally, welcoming you back, as always, to Beyond the Book, and look forward to another program soon. Thank you.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.